on November 3rd of 1911, the Racine Continuation School started out with some 325 students, covering a whole variety of different subject matters, but clearly machining and manufacturing were a key part of that. Over the years, that has evolved to take on plenty more components, and as we were talking about earlier before, this wasn't just the start of Gateway that we know today. It was the start of the first publicly funded technical college system in the country,